Good morning. Thank you for your warm welcome. It was a beautiful Singspiration time.
大家早晨，希望大家都好。 今日係我哋唱詩嘅時候，係好好嘅一個時候。
It's good to be back here. It's always good to be invited to worship with you.
都好開心嚟到翻嚟大家當中，同大家一齊敬拜。
Recently, my three-and-a-half-year-old son, he developed a new habit.
最近呢，我三歲半嗰個仔呢，就開始一個新嘅習慣喎。And
before going to bed, he needs to take a toy with him. He needs to take a panda bear with him to bed.
他睡覺之前呢，就要拿一個公仔，是一個熊貓的公仔。And
he never did this before until very recently.
他以前都沒有這樣做的，是最近才開始。
Why does he need this little toy before he goes to bed?
為什麼他需要一個這樣的毛公仔呢？他睡覺之前。
Well, in psychology, it's called an object of comfort.
在心理學來說，這個叫做令到你舒服的一些對象。
An object of comfort is otherwise known as a safety blanket.
這個令到你舒服的對象呢，換句話來講，亦都可以叫做一個安全的籤。So,
tangible things that we can touch and see make us feel comforted.
一些有形有質的物體令到我們是覺得舒服一點的。So,
having certain things in our life will make us feel comfortable.
總之呢，我們有些東西在我們生命當中呢，令我們覺得是比較舒服的。So,
my question is, what makes you feel safe?
我的問題就是，什麼對於你來說是你覺得安全的呢?
What is your security blanket?
是你的安全籤究竟是什麼來的呢?
My friend in Texas, he said this.
我是有一個德州的朋友，他這麼說。
As a dad, the most important thing for me is having life insurance, a secure job to pay my mortgage, a safe neighborhood for my daughter. These are the most important.
咁佢咧就話咧，身為一個爸爸咧，最緊要咧就有份人壽保險啦，有個穩定嘅工作，以至可以俾到房屋嘅按揭啦，同埋一啲好嘅鄰居。咁佢覺得咧就好好啦。Another
person said, "When I have all my good friends with me, I feel safe."
另外一個人咧就話，有啲好嘅朋友咧，我就覺得安全啦。Other
answers I got are, "I feel safe under my bed." Under my special blanket.
另外一個呢，就話我瞓喺張床度，有張好温暖嘅籤，我就覺得好舒服啦。I
feel safe when my mom is beside me.
或者我喺阿媽隔離。I
feel safe walking at night with my pit bull terrier.
或者出夜街嘅時候帶只惡狗。When
I am at home alone, I feel safe when I lock up all the windows and the doors of my car and my home. And have the lights on and the TVs on.
或者當我一個人喺屋企嘅時候咧，我就開曬所有個燈，開曬所有個電視，鎖將窗啊、門啊、閂冷鎖鬼曬。And
finally, an American. When I was living in the U.S., I felt the safest with a 50-caliber Desert Eagle handgun with laser sights loaded with special rounds. But now that I'm living in Japan, guns are illegal, so I keep a long samurai sword.
當我喺住喺美國嘅時候咧，就覺得最安全咧就有一把手槍啦。而呢把手槍咧就安裝咗一啲好特別嘅彈頭。但係當我而家住喺日本啦嘅時候咧，手槍咧就係非法嘅，所以咧我咧就帶咗一把武士道嘅劍。Americans,
what about you guys? What makes you feel safe and secure?
美國人就係咁諗啫。你咧，你有咩你覺得係比較安全咧？
Maybe having money, maybe having friends, maybe having strong locks and strong doors, or
或者你覺得有錢安全啦，有啲好嘅朋友安全啦，或者你道門有個大鎖令到你安全咧。
As a child, not as a child, but as a young teen, do you know what my greatest fear was? My greatest fear.
當我係年青人嘅時候，我最驚嘅係乜嘢咧？你估下。
My greatest fear was home invasion and a burglar coming into my home.
就係半夜人入屋打劫啦。
This was my greatest fear because we had no alarm system in our house.
我最驚呢樣嘢，因為我屋企咧就係冇防盜系統嘅。
So at night I would lie in bed thinking, what can I do to protect our home, protect my family?
咁夜晚黑咧，我就瞓喺張牀嗰度咧，咁我就諗啦，我究竟有咩可以做，以至我可以保護我自己，保護我嘅家人呢？
So I decided to prepare myself. This was my safety blanket.
咁於是咧，我就去作一啲準備啦。呢一個咧就係我嘅安全墊。
First of all, beside my bed, I bought the biggest flashlight I could find.
喺我床邊咧，我就買一個好大嘅電筒。
So, if an intruder came, I can turn on the light and he would be blinded by the light.
咁如果有人入屋打劫咧，我一開咗個電筒咧，就賊都照盲佢啦。
And then beside my bed, I found this long 4-foot metal pipe, and I put it beside my bed too.
咁喺嗰張牀隔離咧，就擺一個好長嘅鐵通，咁咧就搏死啲賊。
And then finally, I went to the camping store and I found the biggest knife that they could sell me, this Rambo knife, and I put it beside my bed.
咁最後咧，我就喺牀後邊咧就吊住一個Rambo 嘅獵刀。
These three things made me feel safer at night.
咁呢三樣嘢咧就令到我覺得好安全啦。
So different things give us security: teddy bear, money, having weapons beside your bed. We all need some sort of security.
咁好多嘢咧都令到我哋覺得好安全嘅，例如啲熊仔啊、人啊，或者啲鎖啊、人壽保險啊。
Even the social scientists and psychologists, they tell us we need certain things to provide us comfort.
甚至咧，社會學家或者心理學家都係咁話。
Some of you may have learned at school or in psychology about this man, Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
咁喺心理學有一個好出名嘅人咧，就叫做馬斯洛。咁佢咧就話人咧就有好多層次嘅需要嘅。
It's shown in pyramids. At each level, you gain certain things, and it makes you feel more secure.
咁就好似一個金字塔咁，有好多層次嘅。如果當我哋達到某個層次嘅時候咧，我哋覺得我哋好穩妥、好安全噶啦。
So let me go through them very quickly. At the very bottom.We need things like food and water and sex and sleep. These are basic.
在最低的層次呢，就是關於衣食住行啦。如果我們有這些呢，我們就覺得是安全了。
And then you need our things like security of body, employment, of resources, morality.
而其次呢，就是有一些是基本的需要啦。
And next level, we need love and belonging.
而仲有咧，就係我哋屬於邊個嘅咧
？And then we need a sense of esteem of who we are, respected by others.
而最後咧，就係我哋有冇一啲嘅自尊咧，係被人尊重咧
？And finally, self-actualization. Once you receive all these things, you feel that sense that you are complete and secure.
而最後咧，就係你覺得係你。覺得你係好睇起你自己啦，你覺得你係覺得係好安全、好穩妥噶啦。
When we receive certain things in our life, we feel safe.
當我哋達到某樣嘢嘅時候咧，我哋覺得我哋好穩妥、好安全。
It's somewhat like we surround ourselves with this protective bubble wrapping.
就好似咧，我哋將自己擺喺一啲嘅泡沫裏邊去包圍我哋自己。
So when we have all these things with us, it makes life's bumps and bruises a little bit more manageable.
當有呢啲咁嘅嘢去保護我哋嘅時候咧，我哋就生命嘅碰撞咧就變咗比較好一啲啦。
So no matter how much we surround ourselves with, nothing is that strong. We cannot wrap ourselves with so much that.We can protect ourselves from everything.
無論我哋用幾多嘢包住我哋自己啊，始終嗰啲嘢都唔係好穩妥、好堅強嘅，始終都係我哋保護唔到我哋自己嘅。
Everything has a limit.
乜嘢咧都有佢嘅限制。
It only takes a number of hits before our armor breaks down.
咁咧係始終咧係碰撞得太多嘅時候咧，我哋嘅盔甲咧都會始終會爛嘅。
So no one is immune from trouble and hardship.
冇乜人咧係能夠免疫得到。
If you have a real emergency, where do you go?
如果我哋真係有一個好緊急嘅危難嘅時候，我哋去揾邊個咧？
If you have something that you can't help yourself, who do you call for help?
如果當我哋遇到一啲嘢，我哋處理唔到嘅時候，我哋揾邊個咧？
Well, of course, there's the number that we call. We can all call 911, right?
大家都知道有個號碼叫做911。
911 is our safety net.
911咧係我哋嘅安全網喎。
If you're in trouble, you can always call somebody and they will send help to you.
如果你有麻煩咧，你打呢個電話咧，就即刻會有人嚟救你噶啦。
Did you know in the Bible we also have a 911 number?
你知唔知喺聖經我哋都有一個911個號碼咧？
It's very easy to remember.
好容易記得嘅啫。
God's number is Psalm 91:1.
呢個號碼咧就係詩篇91章一節。
It is one of the most cherished psalms because when we read it, it brings people a sense of comfort and strength and protection.
是一个很宝贵的诗篇，因为当人们去读这篇诗篇的时候，它带给我们很多的 能力保护和 去信靠它的。
If you find yourself worrying and you need help, meditating upon this psalm will give you strength.
如果你發覺你自己好多憂慮嘅時候咧，不妨去反思同默想呢個嘅詩篇啦。
We can face our future, the uncertainty, with confidence because we know God is our strength.
我哋可以面對我哋嘅將來，我哋有信心，因為我哋知道神係我哋嘅力量。
So I want to look at Psalm 91 and look at four important truths from here.
咁咧，我哋就一齊去睇下呢篇嘅經文啦。
All of us worry.
我哋個個都有憂慮。
There are times when we just feel very anxious about life.
我哋對生命裏邊，我哋好多嘅唔安樂嘅地方。
But the psalm tells us we don't have to be afraid or worry. Why? Because God is our refuge.
呢篇經文就係話叫我哋唔需要憂慮，係因為唔需要怕，就因為神係我哋嘅避難所。
So let me read that. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadows of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
佢咁讲就系话住喺至高者隐密处嘅，必住喺全能者嘅荫庇之下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神。是我所倚靠的。
So the writer, he expressed his deepest heartfelt sense that God is with him.
这个作者去表达到他衷心的经历，是知道神去密切地去保护了他。
He knew intimately God is protecting his life.
是神是保护了他的生命。
And in his times of trouble, he could always turn back to God for comfort and refuge.
当他的生命是遇到的困难，遇到的患难的时候，他知道他是要回去找神，去找这个避难所。
And for a Jew back then, do you know where they felt the most safe? Where did they feel the most safest?
对于一个犹太人来说，你知不知道他觉得是最安全的，究竟是一个什么地方呢？
That place was the Jewish tabernacle.
就是犹太人的会幕了。
The place where they worship God, that's where they felt most secure.
他们敬拜神的地方是他觉得最安全的地方。
This was a safe zone, a protected place.
是一个安全的区，是一个被保护的地方。
Even if someone was taking revenge and hunting to kill them, to take their life, if they entered into the tabernacle, they were safe.
即使有人来报仇，去追杀他们，如果他们躲在这个会幕那里呢，他们就会安全了。
The writer, probably David, he didn't just feel safe inside the tabernacle in a physical location. He felt God's protection in his life no matter where he was.
而这个作者大卫王呢，他不单止说在这个会幕里面他觉得安全，是他整身人呢，神都 是不断的在他无处不在的去保护了他。
So with conviction, he can say this. He can say, God is my refuge and my fortress. In God, he is the one I trust.
于是呢他是有这样的信心，他这样说，我论到耶和华说，他是我的山寨，他是我的避难所，他是我的神，是我所依靠的。
Now the word he uses there is fortress. When you think of fortress, what image comes to your mind? A fortress.
他怎样去形容神呢？他形容神为认为他的山寨。当你想起山寨的时候，你会想到什么呢？
When I think of fortress, I think of a castle. I think of a massive building of stone and rock and iron grates and big towers.
当我想起山寨的时候，我会想起一个很大型的堡垒，是很多的大石啊、厚的墙啊、有铁的门啊、高的台啊咁。
Now a castle will make you feel safe inside.
当你是一个山寨一个的堡垒里边咧，你觉得是很安全。
A few years ago, there was a movie that came out. It was called The Panic Room.
几年前有一个电影，那个电影的名字就叫做《防恐的房间》。
Do you know what a panic room is?
知唔知嗰啲系咩嚟噶？
A panic room is basically a room in your house that is fortified. It is a stronghold, a very secure room in your home.
是一个安全的地方，一个安全的房间，是一个很秘密的房间。在这个房间里面是加强了保安的，以致你躲在那里你觉得很平安的。
So if there is a risk of fire or someone is invading your home, you go into the room, shut the door, and you are safe inside.
或者有人打劫啦入屋，或者是有火警啦，当你躲在一个房间的时候，你要觉得很稳妥的。
People who have these in their homes are usually celebrities or are movie stars or high-level executives, important people.
通常啲人有呢啲咁嘅房嘅咧，就系啲咩人咧？就系啲名人啊、政客啊、啲高级嘅行政人员啊，总之系重要嘅人物啦。
And the idea of a bomb shelter actually came from the 1960s when there was a strong threat of nuclear war and people had bomb shelters in their homes.
这个房间呢是改装置呢是60年代那些的防空洞、啊、当时呢是有大家都在核战的威胁之下。
You know, they say that every new mansion in New York City and LA, it's said that they have a panic room.
是近代呢就说在纽约的地方呢说一些新建筑物呢些大的屋呢都有这些这样的房间。
But the original idea of a panic room actually came from the idea of the castle, of a stronghold.
最初呢其实这个概念呢是来自一个的城堡的。
The Bible says God is our fortress.
圣经里面说神是我们的山寨。
When you have Christ in your life, he is the person watches and protects and gives you security throughout the difficulties in life.
你有了神在你的生命呢，他就是可以在不同的困难当中呢，是去保护你。
You know, God's abiding presence in your life right now gives you that sense of security.
而神不变的同在在你生命当中呢，是给你有一份的安全。
I know that God's not going to fall asleep on the job and forget about me.
神不会睡了觉，不记得了我。
I know that God will protect me from harm and injury.
神会保护我，以致我不会受伤。
I know he's constantly watching over my life, your church, and your family.
他不断地看顾我的生命，看顾你的生命，看顾教会的生命。
My father-in-law, he likes to talk about philosophy.
我的岳父呢很喜欢讲哲学。
He doesn't believe in God, but I remember having a conversation with him about God.
他是一个非信徒，但我记得有一次呢，我跟他讲关于神的事。
He knows some things about Christianity.
他知道关于基督教一些的事。
And he said to me this.
他这么说。
Religion is good.
宗教是好。
Religion is good for people.
宗教对人是好。
Church is good for people.
教会对人都好、哦。
Because religion gives people comfort.
因为宗教是带给人们很多的安慰。
Religion gives people comfort.
宗教带给人很多的安慰。
You know, as cordial his words were, I felt disappointed what he said.
虽然他说话都很诚恳，但我对于他讲的话，我觉得有点失望。
Because he saw Christianity as a religion.
因为他看宗教呢，就是当宗教是一个，是当基督教是一个宗教。
He saw Christianity as a set of things that you must do, and you have to, a set of rules you have to follow.
他看基督教呢，就是说一些的规条，一些的规矩。
And he sees religion as, if you do this and this and this, it will make you feel comforted.
如果是你做了这些这些这些呢，你就会觉得是舒服一些的了。
So I need to clarify, following Jesus is not a religion of do's and don'ts.
我想澄清一下，当你跟随基督的时候呢，不是说一些宗教的仪式，你做什么不做什么。
It's not a set of rituals where you have to and must follow.
不是一些的礼仪，你要这样去做，这样去跟着。
It's not a list of things that you do so you feel good about yourself.
不是说一堆的事你做了，你就觉得我是一个好人了。
And I think we, most of us understand that Christianity is a relationship, not a religion.
而基督教呢，其实是一个跟神的关系，不是一些的规条。
It is a friendship that we have with God, just as I have friends with me.
而这个呢，就是跟神的一个的友谊，就好像我跟其他我的朋友的友谊一样。
It is a relationship that is intimate. It is initiated by him and sustained by him.
是一个很亲密的关系，是由神去开始了这个关系。
Christianity does have its set of ceremonies and rituals. We know that.
虽然基督教，我们都会有一些的仪式，有一些的礼仪，我们知道。
But we cannot substitute for what we do at church and things for our real relationship with God.
但我们不能够代替了我们在教会里面去做的点点滴滴，而是代替了我们跟神的关系。
It's a relationship of trust that I have with God because I know that He is trustworthy.
而这个关系是一个信靠的关系，我信神是因为觉得神可靠。
So I feel safe in my life not because I have life insurance or because I have achieved Maslow's chart, no.
我觉得我是稳妥，我平安，不是说我已经是达到心理学家所讲的这样的层次，不是。
I feel secure because I know that God loves me. I am valued, I am esteemed, and God treats me as His own son.
我觉得稳妥是因为神爱我，我有价值，神对我当我是祂的子女一样。
So God is our refuge.
神是我们的避难所。
The second thing, we don't have to be afraid or worried because God is our defender.
第二样嘢，我哋唔需要系惊，因为神系我哋嘅保卫者。
He's your guardian. He's your personal bodyguard.
佢系我保护我哋嘅，系。
Let's read here Psalm 91 verses 3 to 6. Let me read that. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
第三至五节他这么讲，他说他必救你们脱离捕鸟人的网络和毒害的瘟疫。他必用自己的羽毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你不怕黑夜的惊吓，或者是白昼的飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的病毒。
Now we all go through trials in our life.
我们大家都有很多的困难。
What did David go through? What did he struggle? with.
而大卫王嘅困难系乜嘢咧
？If you notice, there are some imageries there. First of all, he says he will save you from the fowler's snare, and he says, you will not fear the terror of night nor the arrow that flies by day.
第一个就系一幅战争嘅图画，佢话。佢会救你哋系脱离暴鸟人嘅罗网，黑夜嘅惊吓或者白日嘅箭。
Here he's describing his struggle with his enemies. People have sought to kill him, but yet he says God has protected me from the trials that I face with my enemies.
佢嘅敌人俾佢有好多嘅攻击，有好多嘅伤害，但系佢话神系已经系保护咗我。
Even in the midst of war and battle, God was always watching over him.
在很多的战争当中，神是保守了我。
There's a second thing that threatened him as well.
是有第二样东西去威胁他的。
He says, you will not fear the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
他说他不怕黑夜的瘟疫，或者午间灭日的病毒。
So the second thing that he had faced in a great deal was this threat of plague and sickness and illness, and yet God protected him from that.
第二样嘢佢要面对嘅就系呢个嘅瘟疫，呢个嘅疾病，而神都喺度保守住佢。
You know, in our world, more people have died from illness and plague than all the wars combined.
其实现实嚟讲系多人喺病毒或者系疾病里边死亡，系多仲多过喺战争里边死亡。
Plague and sickness was terrifying because it strikes very quickly and you can die very quickly.
呢啲嘅病毒其实系好可怕，因为佢哋袭击我哋喺好短嘅时间，我哋袭击击我哋，我哋以致我哋随时都可以死。
Especially back then, there is no medicines that you can take to heal you.
系当年亦都冇咁嘅药物，冇咁嘅治疗。
So often the enemy is not a person but an illness. Something that takes away our freedom of health.
以致我哋嘅敌人唔一定系一个人，而系可能系一啲嘅病。
So even David, he's gone through suffering and the threat of battle and even plague. He still trusts in God to watch over all these things.
而大卫咧，佢经历过咁多嘅死亡、咁多嘅病毒嘅笼罩之下，佢仍然系相信神系会保护佢。
That's why so many people take comfort in reading the psalm because that is the promise of God in our life.
你睇到咧，其实咁多人咧系喺诗篇里边得到嘅安慰，因为神系佢哋嘅保护者。
Some of you are facing very difficult situations in your own life.
你哋当中有好多人都一样系遇到好多嘅困难喺你生命当中。
If you're a student, maybe you're struggling with school and homework.
如果你系学生咧，或者你嘅成绩或者有问题啦。
Maybe things in your home and your relationship with someone at home is not going so well。
或者喺你屋企里边，你同人嘅关系唔系咁理想。
Or maybe at work, the people, the politics, and what people are saying, that is wearing you down。
或者你翻工嘅，你周围嘅同事政办公室嘅政治，以致令到你好失望啊。
Or maybe you're struggling with some legal issues that you have with someone or someone has against you. Whatever it is。
或者你甚至有啲法律嘅诉讼添，无论乜嘢都好。
No matter what it is, God is never far away. We need to turn to Him.
无论系点，神都系唔会系好远，你要翻返神嘅当中。
Now let's look at a third reason why we don't have to worry or be afraid or anxious.
而第三个原因，点解我哋唔需要怕、唔需要忧虑咧？
In verse 7 to 10, David says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked if you make the Most High your dwelling. Even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, nor disaster will come near your tent.
第七節到第十節咁講，佢話雖然有千人卧倒喺你嘅旁邊，萬人卧倒在你的右边，这灾却不能临近你。你为亲眼观看，见恶人遭报，耶和华是我的避难所，你将至高者当你的居所。 祸患不临近你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
What he says here, I find is extraordinary.
呢度所讲嘅嘢，我觉得系好唔简单。
The imagery that he presents here basically says, no harm will ever come to you.
佢呢个去表达一个图画咧，就系话冇嘢可以害到你。
This is quite a statement. Even in a battle, there are 1,000 men, 10,000 men, they will fall all alongside you and no harm will come to you.
在打緊仗當中，或者有1,000人在你旁邊去死了，或者有10,000人在你隔離去跌低了，但是呢，沒有東西能夠傷害到你。
This is quite a statement to say.
很厲害啊，這麼說。
Can we believe that we are invincible, untouchable because God is with us?
是不是即是说有神和我们一起的时候呢，我们是一个不败的战士呢？
You know, when I read these verses, another movie comes to my mind.
当我去读这几节的经文的时候呢，我就记起有一套的电影了。
I think of this movie.
我就记起这一套的电影。
The movie 300, where you have Spartan warriors, just 300 versus thousands and thousands and thousands, yet they survive.
有300个战士就是每一个人呢就要敌，要战敌好多人嘅。
How is this possible?
点可能呢？
Does God promise us to be like this, like a Spartan warrior where no harm will ever come to us?
系咪神话应许我哋就好似呢班嘅战士咁，有佢同我哋一齐咧，我哋就唔会有伤害嘅咧？
I don't want to insult your sensibilities, but is this what God is saying to us? Is he saying nothing bad will ever happen to you?
好似唔系几合常理，系咪神话如果佢同你一齐咧，就冇衰嘢会临到你噶啦
？You can stop bullets with your hand and jump out of an airplane, and nothing will happen to you.
就好似你咬住牙根，好似喺一个飞机上边跳落嚟嘅时候啊，都唔会有任何嘅伤害嘅。
This is the impression I get when I first read the psalm.
我睇呢篇经文，我第一个印象就系咁啦。
This is obviously not reality.
好明显啦，都唔系一个现实嚟嘅。
In reality, Christians get ill. Christians have cancer.
喺实际嘅生命里边咧，我哋睇到基督徒会病，会有癌症。
We get into accidents. We are victims of slander and fraud. We get hurt.
我哋会有意外，或者我哋甚至系一啲毁谤一啲嘅。暴力的受害者添。
So, how do I understand this promise?
咁我点样去明白到神呢个嘅应许呢？
This is what I learned.
我学到呢啲嘢。
God does not protect me from every harm and evil thing in this world.
神咧系冇答应过我哋系会保守我哋唔遇到一啲衰嘢嘅。
Let me say that again. God has not promise to protect us from every harm and evil and bad thing that comes to us.
神呢就系冇应许过我哋，佢会保护我哋，以致我哋唔受任何嘅伤害。
But he has promised me this.
但系咧，佢应许过我哋呢一样嘢。
He has promised to protect me from the ultimate enemy, which is sin and death.
系对罪对死亡呢个系我哋最大嘅敌人。神是说他应许去保护我们。
God has already promised us protection from our ultimate enemy, which is sin and death.
是我们最大最后的敌人，就是罪和死亡。
So I'm already free from the consequence of sin and death because of what Jesus has done.
是我已经释放了，我不会再是入在死和罪当中，因为主耶稣已经为我死了。
So the real problem is not the lack of protection from God. The real problem is actually me.
真正嘅问题咧，唔系话神系冇保守到我哋，冇保护到我哋，而真正嘅问题咧喺我自己嘅身上。
The problem is still my own sinfulness, my pride, my stubbornness, my sense of self-sufficiency.
而我嘅问题咧就系我嘅软弱，我嘅骄傲，我好固执。
I'm still prone to fall into temptation and sin.
我仍然会是被罪去引诱。
And in these moments, my pride takes over and I justify myself. I say that I'm okay to do this.
因为我有我的骄傲，以致我常常为我的罪去找藉口，去找交代。
So the fact is, God cares more about the condition of our heart, our spiritual bodies, our spiritual mind, than He does of our physical bodies.
而神呢，其实他是关心我们属灵的需要，是多过我们肉身的需要。
Our physical body will waste away, but our souls, our spirit lives forever.
我们肉身始终会有死的一日，但是我们的灵魂是永远存在。
So back to the original question, can we still expect God to protect us?
咁我哋翻去我初初问大家嘅问题，咁我哋会唔会仍然期望主耶稣系会保护我哋咧
？Does God still protect me from suffering and hardship？
系咪仲期望主会喺我哋嘅困难当中去保守我哋咧
？The answer is yes, absolutely. God's protection is already in my life.
绝对系嘅，其实神已经保护咗我哋噶啦。
His protection means more than protecting me from getting cold or protecting me from someone defrauding me.
是他的对我的保护呢，远远是多过是人家骗我或者是一些伤风感冒的。
So his protection goes much deeper than the physical protection that I sometimes overexpect.
其实他对我的保护呢，是远远超过我肉身上面的需要。
God promises Himself with us.
佢系应许过佢俾佢自己我哋。
So the third reason why we don't have to be afraid is because God always promises to be with us.
我哋唔需要忧虑，唔需要怕，因为神话佢对我哋嘅应许。
So we recognize that Jesus' presence is always with us.
而主耶稣系嘅同在咧，系常常我同我哋一齐嘅。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.Which gives us a sense of peace.
佢俾咗我哋有圣灵啦，以致我哋有一份嘅平安。
So the peace of God isn't the absence of fear, but the presence of God.
系有神嘅平安咧，我哋就唔会有害怕。
So the peace of God isn't the absence of fear, but is in fact the presence of God in our life.
而有神嘅同在咧，系神系。会同我哋一齐，以致我哋唔需要害怕，因为我哋有主嘅平安喺我哋当中。
So God is constantly present with us; He never leaves us.
神系无时无刻嘅系同我哋一齐嘅。
His promise to Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you."
佢应许咗约书亚，佢咁讲话。我怎样去跟摩西一起，我亦都怎样会跟你一起，我不会说离弃你，不理你的。
And before Jesus ascended and went to heaven and resurrected, he said, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
而在主耶稣最后他升天去到父神的家之前，他这样说，他说，我会常常跟你们一起，直至到世界的末了。
So,Whether your trials in life are big or small, we turn to the Psalms to remind ourselves that God is good.
或者无论我哋嘅试炼系大又好细又好，我哋种种常常都会系翻到去神呢个嘅诗篇嗰度去揾安慰。
Finally, I want to conclude with this thought.
最后我俾大家去思想一样嘢。
There's going to be times in your life where you're going to question God.
总会在你生命当中，你会质疑神。
You're going to wonder if God is really interested in your life.
你会问神究竟是不是真的关心我的呢
？And it will be a time when you're going through hardship and strong difficulty and opposition.
是特别是当你经历过一些很艰难的日子。
You're still praying to God. You're still coming to church.
你仍然要翻教会，仍然去祷告。
And you even read Psalm 9:11.
当你去读。诗篇九十一章嘅时候
，You're reminded God is your refuge, your defender, your provider.
佢提醒你，神系你嘅避难所，系你嘅保护者，系你嘅供应者。
But still, you can't seem to find that God is present.
但仍然你系感受唔到神嘅同在。
You don't see God doing anything in your life.
你睇唔到神喺你生命当中做咗任何嘅嘢。
You can't see any solution to this problem.
你的问题是看不到一个解决的方法。
But remember this.
但是要记住。
Your priorities may not be God's priority.
你優先次序未必係神嘅優先次序。
Your priority may not be God's priority.
你嘅優先次序未必係神嘅優先次序。
The solution you want, the answer you want, may not be God's solution or His answer.
你想要嘅答案未必係神想俾你嘅答案。
But God is still in control.
但係神係掌權嘅。
He has something in store for you.
神或者係收埋係有啲嘢佢會俾你嘅。
Your timing is not God's timing.
你嘅時間未必係神嘅時間。
So when we go through hardship, we always need to focus and turn back to Jesus.
當我哋遇到困難嘅時候咧，我哋一定要係集中係翻去神嘅當中。
We all have hard times.
人人都會有困難嘅時候。
But we have to remember Jesus carries us through all of those hard times.
但我哋要記住係主耶穌會拖帶我哋經過我哋嘅困難。
There's one story that really inspires me.
是一个故事是很启发我的。
It's the story of Corrie Ten Boom.
就是柯麗波姆的故事。
One of the most well-known stories of persevering faith.
是一个很出名的故事，是特别是讲是忍耐，是讲信心的一个故事。
Some of you might have heard her story. If not, let me tell you about her story.
很多人都应该听过的了，但如果你没听过，我就告诉你知道。
Corrie was a very simple woman, but filled with tremendous faith.
柯麗是一个很普通的女人，但是她的信心就很犀利了。
The most famous book she wrote was back in the 1970s, and it was a book called The Hiding Place.
她写了一本很出名的书，在大约70年代，那本书的名字叫做《密室》。
She grew up as a daughter of a clockmaker in Holland.
她在荷蘭出世，她是一個鐘錶匠的女兒。
And as a young woman, she ran a club for girls that were physically or mentally handicapped.
她是一個很年輕的女仔，但她呢就是開了一個社團，這個社團是專門照顧一些弱智的年輕人的。
And she taught them about God's love.
她教她們神的愛。
But on May 10th in 1940, the Nazis from Germany, they invaded into Holland.
在1940年的时候，纳粹党是德军的纳粹党，是入侵荷兰。
And they banned her from having this club and meeting with the girls.
就禁止她开这个的社团。
But she was very thankful of what she was able to teach these girls through a very difficult time in the world and in Holland.
她很感恩，因為她之前呢，她已經教了這班的年輕人，以致她有這個能力是可以在一個這麼困難的日子裡面去生活得到。
And many of the girls found strength in God when the Nazis were persecuting and causing so much hardship in Holland.
當這些納粹黨是被他們受很多的迫害的時候呢，这些的年轻人呢都有一份神的能力去面对得到。
So the Nazis had put new restrictions on the Jewish people every day, new restrictions.
而每一天呢，纳粹党的人呢都有是给一些犹太人呢一些新的限制。
The Jews were not allowed to walk on one side of the sidewalk, only the other.
或者啲犹太人呢是禁止他们呢是走某一条路。
They were banned from going to eat at certain restaurants, and they couldn't talk to non-Jews.
他们不让他们去某些餐厅吃东西，也都不让他们 跟非犹太人去聊天。
And this was just the beginning of the hardships that the Jewish people had to endure.
这些的对他们的骚扰，对他们的忍耐，只不过是一个开始。
But Corrie, she came very active in hiding Jewish refugees inside their own home.
而柯麗呢，佢係一個好活躍嘅分子，佢專係呢係收容好多嘅猶太人嘅難民。
If they were found out they were hiding Jews in their own home, they would be arrested.
如果佢哋俾人發現咗呢，佢哋就會俾人捉㗎啦。
This is the store that still exists till this day.There upstairs on the second floor was a secret room cut in to house the Jews.
直至到今日，这个的密室的房间仍然存在，就是因为 是一个秘密的地方，在柯黎的家里面他是做了出来一个秘密的房间，他是专门是收埋啲犹太人的。
And the builders, they had to go in the house with paper bags, hiding their tools so they can build the secret room.
咁呢班建筑嘅工人咧，就系当佢去做呢个嘅密室嘅时候咧，佢就要系带好多嘅工具啊，好秘密地咧去做呢个嘅房间嘅。
And after they had finished, you could not even tell that there was a room behind the wall because they made it look so natural.
当他们做好这个密室的时候，你都不能够认得出原来一个这么旧的墙后面是有一个是被人躲起来的地方。
So Corey's family had to practice and time in the shortest time to bring in guests, hide them, and go back to normal living.
而柯黎他一家人呢，他们都要去练习，在最短的时间里面呢，就将他们的客人呢是收起来。
And before the guests came, they had to make the house look like it was only their family living there. No extra food or cups or dishes can be seen by Nazis if they came.
咁当有其他人入嚟嘅时候咧，佢要最快嘅速度咧，系将所有嘅杯啊、碟啊都收埋，以致人哋觉得咧系冇其他人住过喺间屋里边嘅。
Even the mattress where you slept, it's warm, right? So they had to flip the mattress over to make sure no one thought there was someone else sleeping there.
就算他们睡的床间呢，睡过之后呢，是会暖的。那他们呢，就要将这张床褥呢，是调转了，以致没人感觉到是张床是被人睡过。
They did everything they could to protect the secrecy, but someone had turned them in and reported to the police they were hiding Jews.
他们是躲起得很好，但是呢就始终呢有一天呢他们是被人出卖，人家是告诉秘密的警察听他们收买了一些犹太人。
So their family, the police came, the Nazis came, arrested them and questioned them.
那呢于是呢这班的纳粹党的人呢就来到了去质问他们。
The members of the family, they were beaten and Nazis, they put guards around their home.
咁咧，佢哋嘅家人咧就被殴打，而周围咧就派嗰啲守卫咧去守呢间屋啦。
And inside the house, there were still two Jewish men, two Jewish women, and two members of the Dutch Underground Party.
而喺呢个密室里边匿埋咗嘅咧，就有两个犹太男人啦，两个嘅女人，而两个咧系一啲地下组织嘅人。
So they had to remain completely quiet, and they were actually rescued 2 days after.
他们就要很静在那里躲起来，好彩他两天之后都被人救了出来。
But Corey and her family, they were taken to the Nazi concentration camp in Ravensbrück.
但是呢，他同埋他家人呢，就是被带到这个集中营里面。
And the camp was terrible in its condition. It was dark and cramped and infested with fleas.
但是这个军营里面呢，又黑又窄，同埋好多跳蚤出没嘅地方添。
The women were separated from the men, and the women never got along.
啲女人咧同男人咧就分开去住嘅，咁但系咧啲女人咧就唔系相处得好好嘅。
But Corey, she snuck in a Dutch Bible, and in that Bible, she would read it at night to the women.
咁咧，柯黎咧就收埋一本荷兰嘅圣经，佢夜晚咧就攞出嚟咧去读俾啲女人听啦。
And as she read, more and more women joined in this nightly Bible reading.
咁佢当佢读嘅时候咧，就好多女人咧系渐渐咧系参加佢哋啦。
The Nazis never bothered them because it was so dirty. They didn't even want to go inside the barracks.
咁嗰啲纳粹党咧都费事理佢哋啦，因为嗰个地方咧就好污糟嘅，佢哋都真系唔想入嚟去呢咪污糟嘅地方。
The women started to getting along better after that.
是自从那时开始呢，那些女人大家的相处呢就比较好一点。
Unfortunately, Corey's sister and her father died in the camp, and she never got to see them before they died.
但是很不幸的呢，就是她爸爸和她的姊妹呢都在个监狱里面死了，她都没能够见到她最后一面。
But the miracle that happened was that Corey was actually released from this camp 10 months later.
但個奇蹟咧就係十個月之後咧 ，Holly 咧竟然咧係會放咗佢係出呢個營。
It was a miracle. On New Year's Eve, she was actually free to go.
喺一個新年嘅晚上咧，佢就係放咗佢出嚟啦。
And that's how she went to start to tell people about how God had delivered her.
咁佢咧就係出去去同周圍嘅人講，係神係點樣去拯救咗佢。
She even started a home for people who had survived the war to recover there.
咁佢成立咗一個家庭咧，係俾戰後嘅一班生存者嘅。
Corey became an old woman and went around sharing like a missionary, telling about and preaching about God's forgiveness and reconciliation.
咁佢就周圍去宣講神嘅信息，係同神和好同埋被寬恕嘅信息。
But her life was tested when she came to meet face to face with one of her tormentors at the camp.
咁佢嘅生命再一次嘅去受挑戰啦，係當佢係面對面嘅去對住一個係曾經毆打過佢嘅人。
And she described that one terrifying moment like this.
咁佢形容係一個好恐怖嘅情況之下。
It was in a church in Munich that I saw him.
係一個喺慕尼克嘅一個教會裏邊，我見到佢。
A balding man in a grey overcoat and a cap between his hands.
係一個光頭嘅肥佬，係一件佢著住一件好外套，同埋手裏邊揸住一頂帽。
People were coming out of the basement room where I had just spoken.
我啱啱講完道，咁啲人咧就係喺嗰個地下室嗰度咧，慢慢出嚟啊。
And I saw him coming forward against the other people.
咁我見到佢行緊前邊。
One moment I saw his overcoat and his hat.
喺一刻裏邊咧，我見到佢係著住件大褸，攞住頂帽。
But then the next moment, I remember seeing a blue uniform, a visor cap with his skulls and crossbones.
喺第二個情況之下，我記得我係見翻呢個人。佢咧就係著住一件藍色嘅制服，係戴住一頂有骷髏頭嘅帽。
It came back with such a rush, a huge room with bright lights overhead.
我嘅記憶係突然間翻咗嚟，我記得係一間好大嘅房，好光嘅燈。
A pathetic pile of dresses and shoes in the middle of the floor.
係一大堆嘅衫，一大堆嘅鞋喺間房嘅中間。
And I felt ashamed walking past this man while I was naked.
當我係覺得係好羞恥，因為我冇著衫嘅去行。
This man had been a guard at Ravensbrück concentration camp.
呢個人係當時係集中營嘅一個守衛。
You mentioned Ravensbrück at your talk. I was a guard there.
佢咁講，佢話你咪提過呢個集中營。我喺呢個集中營嘅守衛，我做過。
No, he didn't remember me.
唔係嘛？佢唔係記得我嘛
？I had to do it. I knew that.
我知道我要咁樣做。
The message of God means forgiveness, that we forgive those who have injured us.
呢個信息就係話神係會寬恕一啲我哋去寬恕嘅人。
The guard said, but since that time, I have become a Christian. I know that God has forgiven me for all the cruel things I did there. But I would like to hear from your lips as well. And his hand came forward. Will you forgive me?
咁嗰個人就咁講啦。佢話自從嗰陣時之後，我變咗一個基督徒，神都寬恕咗我。但係我想係親自去由你個口親自去聽你講，你亦都去寬恕我，好唔好咧？咁佢隻手就伸出嚟啦。
And I just stood there. My sins had been forgiven every day, and I could not.
咁我就企咗喺嗰度，我嘅神都每日都寬恕我嘅罪，但係我唔得，我唔可以。
My sister, My father had died in that place.
因为我的父亲和我的姊妹在那个地方死了。
Could he erase their terrible slow death just by asking?
难道他只是问一问，他就可以脱离这个永死吗？
It could not have been more than a few seconds that he stood there, his hand held out. But to me, it seemed like I was wrestling for hours with the most difficult thing I ever had to do.
其实是一个很短的时候，他的手伸了出来，但对于我来说，我是觉得一个很长的挣扎，是最难去做的事，对于我来说。
I had to. I knew that.
我知道我要去这样做。
The message that God forgives has a prior condition. That He forgives those who have injured us.
神的宽恕其实是有个条件的，他就说当我们去宽恕得罪我们的人的时候，他就会宽恕我们。
If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your trespasses.
如果我们不去宽恕得罪我们的人的时候，我们的天父也都不会宽恕我们。
So I just stood there with coldness clutching my heart.
我就是这样站在那里，心里面都很冰冷。
I remember, forgiveness is not an emotion. I knew that too.
我知道是宽恕不是一个感受，我知道。
Forgiveness is the act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of my heart.
而宽恕是我的一个意志，而对我心里面的温度其实是没有什么关系的。
Jesus, help me.
主你帮我。
I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You supply the feeling.
我只是可以伸出我的手，我只是做到这么多，但是求你给我一个感觉。
So woodenly and mechanically, I thrusted out my hand, and as I did, an amazing thing happened.
咁系好机械式嘅，我就将我只手递咗出去，但系好奇怪，一啲好特别嘅嘢发生咗。
The current, it started in my shoulder, raced down to my arms, and sprang into our joined hands.
系有一啲嘅暖流由我嘅膊头一路流到我嘅手腕，一路流到我只手板。
And this healing warmth flooded my whole being, and I burst into tears, and I cried out, I forgive you, brother, I forgive you with all of my heart.
而这个暖流呢，是充满了我整个人，以致我的眼泪都是这样流出来，那我就说，我宽恕你，我的弟兄，我是衷心的去宽恕你。
And for a long moment, we just looked at each other, a former guard, a former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then.
咁我哋就大家就系望住大家，我哋嘅手就握住一个以前嘅囚犯，一个以前嘅守卫。我从来都未感受到神嘅爱系咁犀利嘅。
This level of forgiveness, it's extraordinary.
呢个嘅宽恕系好唔平凡嘅宽恕。
How can it be possible?
点可能呢？
How humanly, how do you explain this?
是人性解释不到。
The normal and natural response to a betrayer would be to wish him ill.
是一个常态的反应呢，就是想他死。
How does one explain it?
你怎样去解释呢？
The only explanation is this.
唯一的解释就是这件事。
It can only be explained as the supernatural, surreal love of God for us.
唯一的解释呢，就是神的爱是这么超自然超现实的爱。
It is God's incomprehensible compassion and determined love that's flowing out of this woman.
而神的爱是这么 令人费解的，是一份这么怜悯的爱是由这个女人身上去流出来。
You know, that hiding place was an actual room in her former house.
而这个密室呢，是她以前的屋里面一个是秘密的地方。
But for Corey, her hiding place was where she went to know that the hope of Jesus is in her heart.
而这个密室呢，是她是知道其实 是在主耶稣的里面，是一个希望的源头。
When things were hard and bad, she can always run and turn to the Heavenly Father, who continues to be her strength and her refuge.
当事情系觉得有困难嘅时候咧，佢知道咧，佢当佢走翻去天父嘅里边，佢就系能够得到呢一个嘅避难所。
So Corey learned to trust and rely on God for everything.
佢学到去投靠神。
So when we go through difficulty, we can always call on the name of God.
所以当我哋遇到困难嘅时候咧，我哋系常常咧都系翻去神嘅里边。
He's always listening, always there, never asleep on the job.
佢常常都系听我哋嘅祷告，系唔会瞓觉嘅。
He is our refuge. He is our hiding place.
佢系我哋嘅避难所，系我哋嘅投靠嘅地方。
Let's pray.
一齐祷告，我哋大家。
Father, we recognize that this world is fractured and broken.And because of the sin in this world, we too go through hardship and suffering. We are not immune from any of these things. If you yourself suffered, you also call us into suffering. But while we go through that valley of the shadow, we recognize that your staff will always continue to strengthen us. You continue to be our refuge, our defender, our shelter in those times of difficulty.I pray for each person here, for we all bear our own crosses and burdens, but we know that you will abide with us. And even in those moments, it seems hopeless. It seems that there's no solution. It seems that there's no answer. It is because we are not looking through eyes of faith. Lord, the problem is ourselves. We confess that.So that's why we come and ask me for strength, strength of faithfulness, to depend on a God who never changes, who is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you that you live in our lives and we are a testimony of your goodness. Lord, let us continue to walk as people of faith, knowing that you are a good God. Thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.